America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast Intention. I'm your host, Shaman Isis, and today we are going to be talking about what is probably one of my favorite topics since I was a little girl. We're going to be talking about space and NASA's efforts to get us to the moon. I am an enormous fan of space and what will eventually be the type of space travel that we have access to. That probably comes as a surprise to anyone that knows that I actually have a collection. It's also called Intention with Shaman Isis. It's a sustainable collection. And for a lot of people, that gives them pause. They're like, you're a huge fan of space, but you also support sustainability. And the truth is, I've been a fan of both since I was a young girl. And the reason I'm a fan of both is because as a young child, I understood the importance of why we needed to travel to outer space and why we needed to consider setting up shop somewhere else. And so today we're going to be talking about some of those reasons and why it might sound contradictory, but they actually go hand in hand. Anyway, when I was really young, you might know this from watching some of my previous episodes, I grew up in an orphanage and I would go home with foster parents, and I got to meet so many extraordinary people. And of course I have some horror stories. Who doesn't that grew up in the foster care system? But I also have some extraordinary stories. When I was really young, I was fortunate enough to meet some scientists and engineers that I got to spend time with several times, actually. They were scientists and engineers for the space program. And they made an incredible difference in my life. Why? Because they were the first people to treat me like I had a brain on my head. Up until then, I had been dismissed basically outright by anybody, you know, that was an adult that had a cool title or a job, mostly men. And it was these amazing engineers and scientists I got the chance to meet and spend time with who encouraged my curiosity. They told me that I had a special kind of intelligence. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't quite sure if they were trying to tell me that maybe I needed extra help at school. But as I grew up, I realized, no, they were actually being sincere. They encouraged me to take things apart and figure out how they worked. And it made a huge difference in my belief in myself. And it's one of the reasons that I was encouraged to eventually run off to the big city and get a career. Interestingly enough, about 5 years into my career in New York City, I actually got the chance to work with astronauts from the space program. One of my clients at the time, which is Silhouette Eyewear, it's a well-known brand internationally because they came out with the first eyewear that has no hinges or screws. And because of that, it made them ideal for wearing to travel into space. And so for 5 years, I got the chance to work with the Johnson Space Center and the astronauts in the program. And it was incredible exposure. I got to work in particular with a female astronaut on the first press conference to ever take place at Fashion Week. And these were all incredible experiences, but I did all of them while still being somebody who believed in the sustainability of the way that we live. Americans I think quite a few people are much more familiar with sustainability now than when I was growing up. because we're seeing what's happening to Mother Earth. But it probably sounds crazy to say that traveling to outer space actually is a sustainable choice, but it is the ultimate sustainable choice when you start to understand just what a big deal some of the problems that we have, that our future generations face on this planet. So let's start with the obvious one, the fact that our people, and this was going on when I was young in the 70s, we have been abusing the planet for 100 years on a scale that has literally made up for all the time that mankind has been on this planet. We have been destroying our atmosphere, destroying and poisoning the air. We have snow now, fresh snow at the tops of mountains that has plastic in it. So we have really damaged permanently to some degree, and we can undo some of the damage, but I promise you, as a futurist, we cannot undo everything that we've done to this planet, and it's going to continue to get worse. So we have to find alternatives to our planet because we have done so much damage to it, and we do not know where that damage will eventually lead. Two, the extreme weather events that are taking place on this planet, which we are now seeing on a regular basis. I mean, I know the media doesn't help with the way that it, you know, drives fear into everything, but these are conversations we should be having that are practical. We have extreme weather events because the damage that we've done to our planet, our atmosphere, our weather is chaos, and our planet is screaming back at us now. And we don't know where that will eventually lead. We do know that it's going to continue to get worse in the coming years. And those extreme weather events displace sometimes millions of people, and tens of thousands of people often die in some of these incidents. So we have to look at traveling, you know, to outer space and setting up shop, wherever it may be, as a practical choice because of the collective damage that we've done to the planet, but also because we need to be considering what kind of extreme weather events may happen on this planet that may end up wiping out the human race, you know, and or creating, you know, just many more problems here. And we need to think about what the long-term picture of that looks like. And thirdly, and I think it's actually the thing that a lot of people don't understand that I remember finding out when I was younger, and that is the fact that the sun is dying. The sun, which makes our planet the beautiful place that it is, and it gives us so much, you know, the energy that we have, and it's such a big part of our lives, that is actually dying. And if we care at all about the future of humanity, if we care at all about future generations of humans, and we care about caring for the intelligence and the knowledge to other parts of the world that we have been able to generate just here on Earth, I mean, imagine what we can do. The human race can do if we expand ourselves to other planets and we're able to, you know, exercise our ability to invent and evolve, especially with the assistance of artificial intelligence. There's no telling what we can come up with to help not only sustain our Earth, maybe sustain it longer, help the human race, perhaps come up with some solutions that we don't already have to allow us to live more sustainably on this planet and extend the life of this planet. But we need to set up shop somewhere else because eventually the sun will die here. And if we want the human race to continue, we're going to start thinking about it now, because you guys know how long these things take. If you're like me in your 50s and you grew up watching us land on the moon, you understand that these things take, you know, sometimes decades to pull off one major coup in regards to evolving our space program. And NASA has all the gears up going right now. It's very exciting. I'm very, very excited about the Artemis program for two reasons. One, I've been wondering, you know, I've actually been quite upset for about two decades about the space program being defunded. But two, Artemis is actually the name that my former name before I became a shaman, the name my mother gave me, which is Cynthia. Those two names are actually related to each other. So I was very excited when NASA named the program the Artemis program. It's like, it felt like it was just meant to be, honestly. Anyway, so those are the three main reasons that we need to support the space program and stop having silly arguments about whether or not we should be supporting the extension of the human race to other parts of the world. I think it's pretty obvious from some of the things that have been in the news recently that we have some major issues on this planet that are not going to go away. They're going to continue to get worse. And when you add to that the extreme weather events, and then you add layer on another layer of that, which is the fact that our son is dying, those are three extraordinarily important things that all include the potential for the extinction of the human race that require us to not only be supportive, but, you know, come up, put our own energies towards the education of each other in supporting what we're trying to do with the space program. So that's my experience, and that's what I have learned over the last 52 years in regards to why we should be supporting the Artemis program and the efforts of NASA. Anyway, I would love to hear you guys' thoughts. If you disagree with anything that I'm saying, I would actually love to hear from you. So please, please comment, like, share, and subscribe if you're not already subscribed to Intention with Shaman Isis. We do short 10 to 20 minute episodes covering all things spiritual, but also things that affect the longevity and the spirituality of the human race right here on Earth. So anyway, I appreciate everyone's support so far. I'm very excited. You know, we're here right here on YouTube where you might be watching it now, but if you're listening, you might be listening on Buzzsprout or Spotify or Apple. We've recently doubled our number of listeners, which I'm very excited about. So thank you so much for that support. And please, please continue to support the show because it's important for us to spread consciousness in our on our planet, so that more people can live in consciousness, which is honestly I think it's the ideal place for us, but it is where you end up if you are fortunate enough to get enlightened, which I think a lot of people at least I'm seeing are getting to enjoy. So anyway, I hope you guys are having a beautiful week. Stay tuned for more episodes of Intention with Shaman Isis, and thanks for listening. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.